guitarist Ed Cherry and his tune, Are We There Yet? On KPR's Jazz in the Night, the title track to his recent release, with the always very fine vibraphone playing of Mr. Monty Croft, the organ by Kyle Keeler, the drummer Byron Wookie Landham, guitarist Ed Cherry, here on Kansas Public Radio. In about 20 minutes, we'll debut a new one from singer Lauren Henderson. I actually hear one of her originals from her new album. And up next, trombonist Michael Deese and his recent release. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR are longtime supporters Cecilia Mills and Philip Schroet in honor of World Penguin Day, which is today. They hope you will take a little time today to learn more about penguin habits and habitats. After all, learning is what public radio is all about. Thank you to Cecilia and Philip for their generous support. Trombonist Michael Deese, his tune, it's not his tune, the tune by Greg Hill, the sleeper of the album, is called The Other Side. Greg Hill wrote all the music, and the band led by trombonist Michael Deese here on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
Ha ha ha!
trombonist Michael Deese on KPR from his new album, The Music of Greg Hill. It's called The Other Side. That was the Greg Hill piece called The Sleeper. Virginia McDonald playing clarinet, Jeffrey Keyser at the piano, Liani Mietteo on bass, Colleen Clark drums, percussion from Kevin Jones and Gwendolyn Deese. New one from trombonist Michael Deese, a really fine new album from tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery. In 15 minutes we'll hear a great tune from the 1960s by Duke Pearson called Idle Moments. And up next, music from our jazz album of the week from pianist Billy Childs. We're Here and We Are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, on loan at Kansas, online at kansaspublicradio.org. The new Billy Childs album is called The Winds of Change. Let's hear the title track to that right now on KPR. pianist Billy Childs from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week, The Winds of Change. That was the title tune written by Billy Childs. The marvelous Ambrose Akinmusire's trumpet playing there. Scott Colley on bass, Brian played on drums. More from that throughout the evening. It's our Jazz Album of the Week on KPR from Billy Childs. A little more than 10 minutes, we'll hear the late great pianist Tommy Flanagan and his version of Caravan. And up next, brand new from singer Lauren Henderson, the title song from her new album, Conjuring. Well, KPR's Campaign for Excellence finished up Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Thanks to all our listener members for everything you do to support KPR. If you didn't quite get around to making a pledge, you can still become a patron of KPR at our website, KansasPublicRadio.org. And thank you so much for making Jazz in the Night and everything possible on KPR. Lauren Henderson, the singer's new album, Conjuring. She's also, in this case, a songwriter. Her song, the title track, De Conjuring, singer Lauren Henderson on KPR.
In its own way, love prevails. Just a single miracle, hearts take sail. Open souls inspire deeply. Waves of passion cover leaks completely. In its own way, love's divine. Conjures what it can, often sublime. Souls inspired swim their depths, endlessly drawn to the heart's consent.
Henderson and the song she wrote, Conjuring, here on KPR. That's the title track to her brand new album, the wonderful young vibraphonist Joel Ross there, pianist Sean Mason, the drummer Joe Dyson, the bassist Eric Wheeler. It was fun to see Eric Wheeler with Tia Fuller at a really fine concert by Tia at the Folly Jazz Theater, the Folly Theater's Folly Jazz Series on a Saturday night. There, it's Eric Wheeler as part of Lauren Henderson's band, the new album Conjuring. And in about 20 minutes, we'll have Vanessa Rubin from her early years singing a great Jerome Kernan, Johnny Mercer song, Dearly Beloved. Right now, Wayne Escoffery. His brand new album was called Like Minds. He reached back to the 1960s for a tune that Duke Pearson wrote that was the title track to a Grant Green album. It's Wayne Escoffery, saxophonist version of Idle Moments here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Wayne Escoffery, the tune Idle Moments here on KPRS from his new album, Like Mine, special guest on guitar there, Mike Moreno, with Dave Kukoski at the piano, Ugana Ekegwo, and Mark Whitfield Jr., bass and drums. Pianist Tommy Flanagan is next. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's digital news source, covering local and regional stories from history to culture to civic affairs. New coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org. Here's Tommy Flanagan with Caravan on KPR. pianist Tommy Flanagan and one of the most enduring standards out of the Duke Ellington repertoire, Caravan, which was actually brought into the band by trombonist Juan Tizol, and he and Duke Ellington shared the credit on it. Tommy Flanagan's trio there with George Mraz and Kenny Washington, bass and drums. Really fine album recorded in 1989 called Jazz Poet, Tommy Flanagan on Kansas Public Radio.
No, not yet.
Almost.
Maybe now.
Still not ready.
Here we go. Now. Wherever you are in your morning routine, we are here for you. Morning Edition from NPR News. Start your weekdays with us.
Morning Edition here for you, 5 to 9 weekday mornings on Kansas Public Radio. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. In 20 minutes, a solo version at the piano of Darn That Dream, a brand new album from pianist Arturo O'Farrell. And right after the news, Vanessa Rubin going back to her earliest years of recording and her version of Dearly Beloved. First, this news here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin is pledging to move ahead with a hearing next week on ethics at the U.S. Supreme Court. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, Durbin is insisting on ethics reform.
Senator Durbin says Supreme Court ethics reform must happen whether the court participates or not. He issued a statement after Chief Justice John Roberts sent him a letter declining to appear at the hearing, citing the separation of powers and judicial independence. The court lacks a formal ethics code, but Roberts included a document signed by all 9 justices reaffirming the rules they are expected to abide by. Ethics standards at the court have been called into question following published reports about ties between Justice Clarence Thomas and a wealthy conservative donor, including real estate purchases and luxury travel. Durbin says his committee will consider what he calls common sense proposals to hold justices more accountable. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Biden says there's more work to be done to protect American democracy. That was Biden's message today as he formally announced plans to seek a second term. Democratic leaders are shunning concerns about the president's age, saying that they support his reelection campaign. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is once again warning that the Republican plan to raise the nation's debt ceiling is dead on arrival. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the House is expected to vote on the proposal this week.
Democrats are digging in their heels because the bill is tied to major cuts in government spending, including much of President Biden's climate and social services law. Republicans argue the cuts are needed to tame what they call out-of-control spending by the administration. The ongoing standoff over the terms of lifting the borrowing limit is bringing the nation closer to defaulting on its debt, which could have catastrophic economic consequences.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Entertainment icon and human rights activist Harry Belafonte has died in New York. He was 96 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Harry Belafonte grew up poor. His mother was a domestic worker from Jamaica. He told NPR in 2011 his childhood informed his activism.
The severity of poverty kept us all deeply preoccupied with our survival.
Belafonte's music and activism brought white and black audiences together for decades.
But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day.
Belafonte was passionate about human rights causes. He helped organize the landmark 1963 March on Washington. His friend, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., once said that Belafonte's popularity was a key ingredient to the global struggle for freedom. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is NPR. The European Union is telling major online platforms they'll be subject to stricter regulations come August. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the move is part of a major revamp of the bloc's rules on internet content.
Facebook, Instagram, Google, Twitter, and 15 other companies that have more than 45 million users have been designated by the EU as either very large online platforms or very large search engines. They'll now be required to do more to counter disinformation, to restrict content to children, and to give more choices to consumers. The EU's Internal Market Commissioner said the large scale of the companies means they must take greater responsibility when it comes to controlling their content. By August 25th, they'll have to take action such as labeling deepfakes and stopping advertising based on sensitive personal data such as religion. If found to be in violation of the regulations, the companies could face fines of up to 6% of their annual global revenue. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Leaders of the so-called Quad, the U.S., Australia, Japan, and India, plan to hold a security summit next month in Sydney. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Quad partners are committed to supporting an open, stable, and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. U.S. intelligence officials confirm that the Taliban have killed an ISIS militant blamed for the 2021 suicide bombing that killed 13 Americans and about 170 Afghans at Kabul Airport. Officials say he was killed earlier this month during a series of battles in southern Afghanistan, but in the past few days, U.S. intelligence confirmed with high confidence that the leader had been killed. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society in its hometown of Flint and communities around the world. More at mott.org.
Somewhere in heaven you
Vanessa Rubin here on Kansas Public Radio from her 1992 debut album, Soul Eyes. That was the Jerome Kern, Johnny Mercer standard, Dearly Beloved. Kirk Leitze, the pianist in the band there, along with the bassist Cecil McBee, drummer Lewis Nash, trumpeter Eddie Allen featured, and he did the arrangements for the horn section, backing up Vanessa Rubin. We've got another great piece of music from Jerome Kern, All the Things You Are, a new version of that up next from alto saxophonist Nick Green in about 10 minutes. We'll hear from the new album by Arturo O'Farrell. Nick Green's new one called Green on the Scene. He's joined by trumpeter Joe Magnarelli, Jeff Patton, Mike Karn, Kenny Washington, piano, bass, and drums with All the Things You Are here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. alto saxophonist Nick Green, Jerome Kearns, All the Things You Are, here for you on Kansas Public Radio, the new Nick Green album, Green on the Scene. Just a really fine group of very busy musicians on the New York scene. Nick on alto sax, Joe Magnarelli, trumpet, Jim Patton, Mike Karn, Kenny Washington, piano, bass, and drums, with a still pretty young saxophonist, Nick Green, here on Jazz in the Night. At about 15 minutes into the vinyl vault, I was able to find this one, a new reissue of the Blue Note Classic Vinyl Series, I think, audiophile series and all of that. But the music's the most important thing. And so a vinyl outing from 1960 from the Horace Parlin Quintet, Speaking My Piece with the brothers Turrentine, Tommy and Stanley. That is on the way in about 15 minutes here on KPR. You know, selling an old car, truck, or boat can be a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program is easy. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will take it away. You'll get paperwork for your taxes, and you'll support the programs you love on KPR. Pianist Arturo Ferro's new album is called Legacies, and he's got solo and trio tracks on this one. We'll hear one of the solo numbers, his exploration of the standard Darn That Dream, Arturo O'Farrell, on Kansas Public Radio. Arturo O'Farrell, was often heard leading a big band, but here an intimate album, it's called Legacies. Some trio tracks and some solo tracks. That, of course, was solo and his version of Darn That Dream. He also does solo versions of Well You Needn't, Doxy in his own tune, Pure Emotion, and there's some fine trio tracks as well. Pianist Arturo Farrell, brand new one. Blue Note Records here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We're coming your way in about 15 or so minutes. We'll hear trumpeter Rachel Therry and her Latin Jazz Project, the Gideon Trumpeter, with a really fine album. And we'll hear her piece called Odessa. Right now, though, it's time for another from our Jazz Album of the Week. Pianist Billy Childs' album is called The Winds of Change. He has Scott Colley on bass, drummer Brian Blade, and one of the fine trumpeters to come along in pretty recent years, Ambrose Akinmusiri. This is a piece that Billy Childs calls The End of Innocence. Billy Childs from the KPR Jazz Album of the Week here on Jazz in the Night. Thank you. music of pianist Billy Childs on KPR, the title track to our KPR Jazz Album of the Week from Billy Childs, a tune called The Winds of Change, with Ambrose Accumusery, the trumpeter, Scott Colley, and Brian Blade, bass and drums. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for being with me this evening. In about 8 minutes, we're going to hear a Curtis Mayfield song, Move On Up, from an album by guitarist Dave Stryker. And up next, out of the vinyl vault, the Horace Parlin Quintet from 1960. We're Here and We Are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, not long ago, Blue Note, as part of their Classic Vinyl series, reissued the 1960 album from the Horace Parlin Quintet called Speakin' My Piece. The Tarantine Brothers on the album, Tommy on trumpet, Stanley on tenor sax, George Tucker playing bass, Al Harewood on drums, Horace Parlin at the piano. Let us hear the title tune by Parlin, Speakin' My Piece, from the Vinyl Vault here on KPR. from the Vinyl Vault here on Kansas Public Radio, the Horace Parlin Quintet. From Blue Note Records, 1960, the title track to the album Speakin' My Peace, Tommy Turrentine on trumpet and Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Al Harewood drums, bassist George Tucker, and Pittsburgh-born pianist Horace Parlin, who worked a lot with Charles Mingus back in that era. I'm Bob McWilliams, and in about 15 minutes, we'll debut one, a new saxophonist by Philip Harvey. And up next, it's guitarist Dave Stryker. We've played a lot of Dave's most recent album. I wanted to go back to this one today from 2019. It was the third album in Dave Stryker's series, 8-track, 8-track 1, 8-track 2, and 8-track 3, all with some hits you might have been playing on your 8-track player cruising down the road back in the day, like this Dave Stryker version of a tune that a lot of people enjoyed back then and still do. It's Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up from Dave Stryker on KPR. guitarist Dave Stryker, Curtis Mayfield's Move On Up here on KPR, the 2019 album, 8-track 3, with Stefan Harris playing the vibes, organist Jared Gold and drummer McClinty Hunter, and trumpeter Rachel Thier and the Canadian jazz artist with their latest album, The Rachel Thier and Latin Jazz Project. We'll hear from that next here on Jazz in the Night. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU Theater and Dance presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Play in April 20th through the 30th at Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUtheater.com. Rachel Thier, the album Mi Hogar, her new Latin jazz project release, and this is her piece, her composition, her arrangement. It's called Odessa, for you here on Kansas Public Radio. trumpeter Rachel Therrien's piece Odessa, with that conga drum feature opening the track by none other than Kaisel Jimenez, the new album, the Rachel Therrien Latin Jazz Project called Mi Hogar. Coming up in around 15 minutes, we're going to hear a wonderful new album, pay tribute to Mary Lou Williams. It's vibraphonist Cecilia Smith's new project, the Mary Lou Williams Resurgence Project, Volume 1. We're going to hear a couple from that, including guest vocalist Carla Cook, to take us up to the end of this 10 o'clock hour of jazz. It's brand new music. Tenor saxophonist Stephen Philip Harvey leading an 8-piece band. The album is called Elemental, and the tune that we'll hear is entitled Balance here on KPR's Jazz in the Night.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist, composer, and arranger Stephen Philip Harvey for you on KPR. That piece called Balance from his new album, Elemental, here for you on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWilliams, here till the midnight, then all night jazz with David Bassey on Kansas Public Radio.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear the exotic sound of Uzo and Les Baxter. Also, Stan Kessler's Television, a band that plays only TV themes. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me at the Underground Martini Bunker for the Retro Cocktail Hour.
And it's always great to hear our friend, great KC trumpeter Stan Kessler. As you heard Daryl Brogdon say, his band Television will be among the treats on this week's Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, right here on Kansas Public Radio. We're here. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More Jazz in the Night right after a news update from NPR. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring a silent auction, live music, performers, and more. That is Saturday. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. Right after the news, back to 1952, for a gentleman that had a career of many, many decades in jazz and being many, many roles. Alto saxophone is what he's best known for. And we'll hear him in 1952 in a band that also had Oscar Peterson on piano. It's from a collection, the Oscar Peterson Verve Sessions, Benny Carter, here on Kansas Public Radio. First, this news from NPR, then more Jazz in the Night.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden has now officially announced that he's seeking re-election. Biden says the battle for the soul of the nation and for democracy is not yet done.
Our economic plan is working. We now have to finish the job, but there's more to do. And you're leading the way, shovels in the ground, cranes in the air, factories opening, all those jobs, meaning we created the IBEW jobs, iron workers, boilermakers, teamsters, laborers, bricklayers, masons, plumbers and pipe fitters, painters, plasterers, roofers, operating engineers, steel and metal workers.
Speaking at a Washington hotel, Biden also told his audience that his economic plan is already rebuilding America. Chief Justice John Roberts is declining an invitation to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about the Supreme Court's rules on ethics. The invitation was issued following reports raising questions about Justice Clarence Thomas and his business dealings. More from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
In his letter, Roberts noted that only two previous chief justices have testified before Congress, and in each case, Roberts said, the testimony concerned what he called mundane matters. But accompanying the letter was a 2.5-page statement of ethics principles and practices, which Roberts said all the current justices, quote, today reaffirm and restate. The document does restate what has been said in the past, that the court seeks to abide by the code of conduct followed by the lower courts, but at the same time, the language in this document does explicitly apply to the justices, not just lower court judges. In addition, the chief justice said that no justice can determine what another justice will do. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Washington has become the 10th state to restrict the sale of assault-style weapons. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
States such as New York and California have banned the sale of certain semi-automatic rifles for years. But after the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, more followed suit. Delaware, Illinois, and now Washington State, where the ban took effect the moment it was signed by Governor Jay Inslee.
No one needs an AR-15 to protect your family. You only need it to kill other families. And for that reason, we are taking action today.
The state is also setting a 10-day waiting period and requiring safety training for all gun purchases starting next year. Gun rights groups have promised to sue, saying the restrictions violate the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which limits state gun control laws. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Tuesday's losses. This is NPR News. U.S. intelligence officials are confirming the death of an Islamic State militant behind the 2021 Kabul airport bombing that killed 13 American service members. The bombing occurred as the last remaining U.S. troops left Afghanistan. National Security spokesman John Kirby declined to disclose the militant's name, citing a U.S. policy against identifying terrorists. South Africa says it wants to quit the International Criminal Court. As Kate Bartlett reports, the ruling party's stance against the ICC highlights its alliance with Russia.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says his party believes the International Court treated some countries unfairly, which is why it has long wanted to pull out.
Yes, the governing party, the African National Congress, has taken that decision that it is prudent that South Africa should pull out of the ICC.
The ANC has close ties to the Kremlin and has refused to condemn the Russian military invasion of Ukraine. Putin is invited to South Africa later this year for a meeting of the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. If he attends, Pretoria is obliged to arrest him. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
A civilian exodus from the Sudanese capital continued Tuesday as a new three-day ceasefire took effect. Departing diplomats, aid workers, and others have warned of a deteriorating humanitarian situation as warring generals battle for control. A series of truces have failed in the past week. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. This is NPR.
Mm-hmm.
That's Benny Carter on alto saxophone. I've Got the World on a String, the music of Harold Arlen. Benny with Oscar Peterson at the piano here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Ray Brown on bass and Buddy Rich on drums, part of a collection, Cosmopolite, the Oscar Peterson verve sessions from Benny Carter back in the first half of the 1950s. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you till midnight, then All Night Jazz with David Massey. In about 12 minutes, we'll hear pianist Lou Levy 30 years ago with one of the tallest saxophonists around, maybe ever, Pete Chrisley on tenor sax with Lou Levy. And up next, a really, really fine new project. It's from vibraphonist Cecilia Smith. The album's called The Mary Lou Williams Resurgence Project, Volume 1, Small Ensemble Repertoire. It's a mix of Mary Lou's compositions and pieces that Mary Lou played, and Cecilia Smith has a couple of originals in honor of Mary Lou. We're going to start off with that first one. It's called Sketch 1, Truth Be Told for MLW, and then one of the great Mary Lou Williams compositions, What's Your Story, Morning Glory, with special guest singer Carla Cook. New music from vibraphonist Cecilia Smith and friends on Kansas Public Radio.
story, morning glory. What makes you look so blue? The way that you've been acting, I don't know what to do. But I love you, sure as one and one makes two. What's your story, morning glory? Got a feeling there's a lot you're concealing. So won't you tell me that you love me too?
Vibraphonist Cecilia Smith here on KPR, the Mary Lou Williams Resurgence Project, Volume 1. That was Mary Lou Williams' composition, the song What's Your Story, Morning Glory, with special guest vocalist Carla Cook. And before that, one by Cecilia Smith in honor of Mary Lou Williams called Sketch 1, Truth Be Told for MLW. Lafayette Harris Jr. and Carlton Holmes both play piano, both play organ, and switch off back and forth throughout the album. Kenny Davis on bass, Ron Savage drums, and again, the guest vocalist on two songs, including the one we heard, Carla Cook. Here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, in 10 minutes, we'll hear from our Jazz Album of the Week by pianist Billy Childs. And right now, longtime West Coast jazz mainstay piano player Lou Levy, he did an album in 1992, a quartet that featured Pete Chrisleib on tenor sax. And we're going to dive into that, the album called Lunacy. And this is The Shadow of Your Smile for you on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. pianist Lou Levy's quartet on Kansas Public Radio, doing The Shadow of Your Smile, a song written by Johnny Mandel, the music by Johnny Mandel anyway, and debuted in the 1965 movie The Sandpiper with Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, won the Oscar that year for Best Original Song in a Movie, and Tony Bennett it recorded the next year and won a Grammy for that. The lyrics are by Paul Francis Webster. They're the instrumental version, beautiful piece, The Shadow of Your Smile. Pete Chrisley playing tenor sax, Eric Von Essen and Ralph Pentland bass and drums. In a little under 10 minutes, about 8 minutes, we'll hear from a trombonist, Steve Turre, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night, with music up next from pianist Billy Childs, our jazz album of the week from Billy Childs called The Winds of Change. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Billy Childs is new on a quartet with Ambrose Ekin-Musery trumpet, Scott Colley, Brian Blade bass and drums, our jazz album of the week, The Winds of Change, and this is the Billy Childs composition, The Great Western Loop, here on KPR. Jazz veteran pianist Billy Childs and his new album, The Winds of Change, our KPR Jazz Album of the Week. The piece are the Great Western Loop, Ambrose Akinmusiri, the trumpeter, Scott Colley, Brian Blade, bass and drums. In this next set, we'll be hearing from the recent release by the Verve Jazz Ensemble, doing a terrific Toshiko Akiyoshi tune. Studio J will start the set off with trombonist Steve Turay next. You know, Ordinary Elephant songs have been called emotionally powerful and vulnerable, and they bring their hand-in-glove harmonies to KPR's 70th anniversary celebration with Trail Mix Thursday night, May the 4th, at the Lead Center Pavilion in Lawrence, Kansas. Kansas City singer-songwriter Joy Zimmerman opens the concert. Tickets are at kansaspublicradio.org, kansaspublicradio.org. When you're there, just click on the Shop tab. Tickets also at the door, and the concert sponsored in part by Kring's Interiors. Steve Turay, 2006 album called Keep Searching, and the tune here entitled Steppin' Out. We'll go Steppin' Out with trombonist Steve Turay right now on Kansas Public Radio.
We'll be right back.
the Verve Jazz Ensemble on KPR, their version of a great piece by Studio Toshiko Akiyoshi called Studio J, the new album called All In. The band led by trumpeter Tatum Greenblatt. Many musicians, I'll just mention a couple of them. Alexa Tarantino on alto sax, and she's coming to next year's Folly Jazz Series. Very excited about that. And the drummer Josh Felstein among those in the Verve Jazz Ensemble. And we started with trombonist Steve Turay and his piece Steppin' Out. That's from a 2006 album by Steve Turay called Keep Searching. We've got time for one more tonight. We're going to turn to the gorgeous new ballad album by trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. That is next. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the National World War I Museum and Memorial, a Kansas City landmark to the region's World War I veterans, providing informative and interactive exhibits on the causes, impact, and effects of the war. Information at theworldwar.org. Jeremy Pelt's new album is entitled The Art of Intimacy, Volume 2, his muse, gorgeous collection of ballads, including this one written by Marion McPartland. It's called There'll Be Other Times, trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, here on KPR. Just absolutely gorgeous, the trumpet playing of Jeremy Pelt, the Marian McPartland composition. There'll Be Other Times. Jeremy's new album is called The Art of Intimacy, Volume 2, His Muse, with Victor Gould at the piano, and two great, great jazz veterans of many decades, Bunt Bass and Billy Hart on drums, joining trumpeter Jeremy Pelt here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
Phone, keys, wallet, but are you forgetting something? Maybe add this to your morning reminder. Phone, keys, wallet, NPR News. Morning Edition is here for you every weekday to keep you up to date on the world around you. Don't forget Morning Edition. Start your weekdays with us.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning, 5 to 9, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for staying up with me with Jazz in the Night. There's All Night Jazz with David Bassey next, and I'll be back tomorrow night from 9 to midnight with more Jazz in the Night. Support for Jazz with David Bassey on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring food, drinks, and live music. Always love to hear from you. You can find me on social media, on Instagram at KPR Radio Bob. Come follow me there. You can always send me emails to radiobob@ku.edu. NPR News followed by Jazz All Night with David Bassey here on Kansas Public Radio.